A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Are you serious?
So this is How to Kill an Hour. I'm Marcus Bronzy. There's plenty of ways to kill some time out there. Right now you're killing some time with us. Before we continue with today's show, obviously I'm not in the studio. That's why it sounds a little bit different. I'm going to explain more about that in just a moment. But I'd like to introduce to the show today, I'll let you introduce yourself, actually. You know what you're doing.
I don't know. It's Mr. Midas, the face you've seen from your TV screen. The JRPG guy, GGR Games, Gadgets and Rhymes. Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here, my brother.
Now, before we crack on with the show, though, I want to set the scene. What we're doing right now is definitely, I think this could be a world first for podcast recording. I don't think anyone has recorded a podcast like this in this setting before ever.
Like, we're trendsetters, you know.
Yeah, we are. So right now we're in the all-American Tahoe, driving down the freeway. Where?
We are in LA, California. Knows how to party.
That's right. And why are we here?
We are here because we are attending E3 2018, the biggest gaming convention in the world. In the world, Craig.
And that's right. And I do want to talk about all of the amazing stuff that we've seen already, because the main convention hasn't even started yet. There's been a few conferences. We're going to get into that in just a moment. But just before we get into that, you might be wondering how we're recording this. I'm using this thing called a MicMe, M-I-K-M-E. I spoke about it a couple of episodes back, and a bit of the feedback from our listeners were, you didn't really use it that much in the episode. So I thought, you know what? Why don't we just do a whole episode recording it? And what better way to record it than strapping it to the dashboard in the car? And can you explain what this looks like? Because I'm always interested in people's first impressions of this microphone. What are you looking at?
So, like, you're definitely going to get to use it today, because I don't stop chatting. I'm a chatterbox. So you're definitely going to get to use it. So it looks like a little speaker box, like a little tiny speaker box, and it's got some red flashing lights. So it looks like an alien might just come out and yam off my head in a minute. But yeah, it reminds me of the little Bluetooth speakers that you connect to your iPhone.
Yeah.
Really, really cool. Really, I'm really impressed. I wouldn't even think it's a mic. And it just, like, I think I'm going to need one of those in my life.
Yeah, cool, mate, I'll let you use it if you want, if you like it enough. Get your hands on one. We'll put a link to it in the show description as usual. Without further ado, let's talk about E3, because that's why we're here.
So we're here, we've got the amazing opportunity of coming out here and basically experiencing the newest games that are coming out within the coming years, I will say. I was going to say months, but sometimes you see a game and it doesn't come out for like 6 years.
Yeah, it's common to see stuff that comes out at E3 in 2016 and then the game isn't released until 2018.
Yeah, they're trying to make it, I think the last 2 years, they're trying to make it a bit more cool now, where sometimes, especially companies like Bethesda, where sometimes they'll basically show you something and be like, and it's out next week or it's out today. But yes, basically the games that are coming, it's a really, really important conference for the industry for several reasons. One, to get fans hyped about their products, which is obviously always important for marketing, but it's also about investors. People don't realize how important E3 is for investors. For example, when Nintendo released, when they did the Switch reveal at E3, people loved it so much that their investors went out the roof. Like the amount of money they made investors from there. So it's a really important conference, and it's my first one. I'm really excited.
It's also my first one, right?
So the convention, the E3 convention is Tuesday, but the conferences the pre. So the conferences is the big shows. It's the let me wow you. It's the amazing trailers. It's the time for them to. Do you know how the best way to see about it is Super Bowl? Like, whose adverts is going out on Super Bowl? That's what the E3 conference is. So you, it starts off with EA. EA have a conference called EA Play. Then you have Microsoft's. Then you have Bethesda's. Then you have Ubisoft's. Then you have Sony's. And then you have Nintendo. And Square have done a short like video one today.
Okay. And let's talk about the ones that you've been at then.
Xbox did what Xbox needed to do. I think the big talk about the game industry right now, like the so-called games war, is Microsoft has an amazing machine, but they don't have games. They don't have enough games. Like, when you ever have that argument about who's the best console, people always like, where's your games? Where's your games? And Microsoft was just showing games upon games upon games, and showing that they've opened 5 new studios to create games. They want people to know going forward in the future they're always going to have games, because I think that's one of the one-ups Sony's had. They've had that Sony releases so much good first party games, and like when it comes to third party, so the difference between first party and third party is first party means that company makes it, so Sony makes the games, or they have a studio they own who makes the games for that console. And then the third party is just another company, like, but you know third party means. So for example, like a GTA or a Call of Duty is made by a third party, and then that goes on all of the consoles.
Yeah, and an Uncharted is something that's first party.
Yeah, so Uncharted's a first party, and like Halo's also a first party, but obviously on different consoles. And Mario as well.
Okay. So what stood out to you out of the plethora of games that you saw being revealed? What stood out to you at that specific conference?
Okay, so Devil May Cry 5 was really good. Really liked that. And I'm a big fan of Devil May Cry from Capcom. They did a reboot and I wasn't too crazy about it, but the way it still was part of the reboot, but it just looked really good the way they put it together. I think the standout for me of the show thus far is The Division 2. So The Division 2 is a post-apocalyptic thing where a Black Friday happens in America, a virus is put out, millions of people are killed, and the people that are out are surviving. So there's a division who have to go out and basically fix it. Now The Division got Division 1 sold really, really well, but it had a lukewarm reaction. Some people loved it, some people found a lot of faults in it, and I was just really impressed. Like, the graphics were amazing, really stood out, gameplay was really cool, and I got the pleasure of actually going and playing it today at the Microsoft showcase. What else stood out to me? Bandai Namco's got a new game called Jump Force, I think, and it's basically a fighting game that you've got all different anime characters. So you've got Naruto, you've got characters from One Piece, Goku, Dragon Ball Z, all fighting, but this time it's like 3D. Those were the two things that stood out to me the most. I think those were the standouts that come to mind right now.
Okay, awesome. And you also managed to get your eyes on the Ubisoft conference, right? You saw what was going on in there, though, right?
Yeah. So I got to go down to Ubisoft's conference as well. It wasn't as electric or mind blowing as Xbox is. Understandably, Xbox is owned by Microsoft. They're like one of the richest companies in the world, so they've got a lot of money to put together an amazing show. Ubisoft show was cool. Really, really loved the Assassin's Creed, the new Assassin's Creed. I think it's called Odyssey.
Right.
So it's basically Spartans, and they've made it more of an RPG. So like, I've gone a bit lukewarm on AC. I loved Black Flag. That was my favorite. I'm one of the few people who don't really like Origins. Like, Origins, a lot of people like it, but it didn't really grab me. But Odyssey looks amazing. You can be a male or a female protagonist, which is really good. which I think a lot of games are doing right now for the diversity. I think a lot of females have kind of put that out, that they want to be able to play as a female character. And some games are like, oh, we have to change the dialogue, it doesn't work, which a lot of people see as a silly excuse.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Assassin's Creed are no strangers to that, so it's good to see that they're still keeping the diversity in when it comes to male female parts. And
a lot of quote unquote female characters was just chess and arts and being half naked,
100%,
and literally eye candy for guys who couldn't get girls.
100%. That's what it was. You know, look at the Chung Lees.
Yeah.
The Chung Lees we've seen over the years, or the original Lara Crofts that we've seen. Yeah. That's what it was all about.
Yeah, so because it was gaming back in the days was seen as a device for 15-year-old boys. Mm. So like, what interested 15-year-old boys? Half naked women. Mm-hmm. So that was a lot of things. But these days you can see they're actually creating characters that mean something. Like Horizon Zero Dawn is a really good game that came out last year. And Aloy, the main protagonist, like, she was a really strong female and she had like a really good story, and it wasn't about her being female. It didn't matter if she was female or male. What it was about is she was a strong female. She wasn't just a female for the sake of saying, oh, we want to see a half naked woman.
Right, so that's what you've seen. Is there anything else that you want to let us know about what you've seen before the main convention starts?
So let me think, what else have I seen? So Ubisoft, what else did I see at Ubisoft? I really like, there's this really weird quirky game that came out called Mario Plus Rabbids on the Nintendo Switch. So I'm looking, they've got the second part for that that I'm really looking forward to. Super looking forward to Super Smash Brothers on a Nintendo. That looks crazy. Can't wait to get my hands onto that. Kingdom Hearts 3 from Squaresoft. I'm not gonna lie, like, I'm not even a Kingdom Hearts fan, but I'm a big Final Fantasy fan, so I really want to check this out and see how great it is. The new Tomb Raider looks really, really cool, and the game of the show, I ain't even seen it yet, I'm going to see it today, but the game of the show is obviously going to be Spider-Man.
Yeah, I mean, we've spoken about Spider-Man. I mean, we're going to obviously talk about this once the show is over, but we've been speaking for a little while about Spider-Man, and my take on it, Midas, is that it could go really well. It could be an amazing, amazing game if they get it right. Because that's the thing with Spider-Man. I feel like there's so much potential, but I feel like there has to be a really good balance between story, gameplay, and giving the freedom that you want, but still being able to achieve all of the Spider-Man like superhuman skills that he pulls off in a fun way.
They have to get it right. Yeah. There's no two ways about it. Like, there hasn't been a Spider-Man game in a very, very long time for a good reason. And the way gaming is right now, like, if you look at something like God of War, that's almost like a superhero game. It's like a mix of Thor and other games. You get me? The way he gets his hammer, his axe, and he throws it, and it automatically can come back to him. It's like a Thor thing. So I think they have to get it right. And I don't think they would have done it if they're... Like, Sony make sure the games come out properly. Sony don't joke about with their first parties. And I think that's what I'm really confident about it, because it's a first party. It's a first party Sony game. Sony's not letting that come out next to The Last of Us 2s and The God of Wars without it being on that level. And I think Rocksteady showed people you can make the best superhero games ever. Like, Batman, the Arkham series is incredible. It is incredible. Like, they changed the game introducing these titles. And if you think, like, when we were young, there was always these odd games. Like, there was always a superhero game, there was always this game. Like, it didn't even matter if they was good. But now people don't touch them. Like, people don't touch superheroes because I think they're just scared of making something bad. You know what I mean? So I'd be really surprised if this isn't amazing. I'd be really, really surprised. I think this has been in the pot for a long time. I don't think Sony would allow anyone to see it until they know that, Rod, this is something that is going to elevate. Because Sony, I think Sony's selling regardless. Like, the PlayStation's coming. PlayStation 4 is coming close to being the most successful selling console ever. That is a big statement. Not just this generation ever. So they're selling crazy units. So for them to actually say, you know, we're going to put money into a Spider-Man game that's got nothing to do with the movie, because it's completely away from the movie, it's something that's completely separate, they're not gonna let that pot come out unless the thing's proper. Is it? Yeah, I mean, that brown stew's been cooking for a while.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
1-800-Flowers.com is more than your birthday, anniversary, or just because gift-giving destination. We put our hearts into everything we do to help you celebrate all life's special occasions with friends and family. From our farmers and bakers, florists and makers, everything from 1-800-Flowers is made with love every step of the way, because we know that nothing is more important than delivering a smile. To learn more, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We've spoken about games, but to be honest, we've seen what each other have been doing for a little while. I'd like to talk about that, and I want to talk about the man.
So my history is I'm a recording artist, a dancehall artist. Background is being on TV. I used to be on a show on T4 many moons ago. I love chatting. I'm a chatterbox. I can chat. Oh dear. So. I basically, from doing a TV show, it was almost a natural progression into presenting. So I started doing presenting. My first presenting job was for, I don't know if you remember, Flavor Magazine.
Yeah.
So Flavor Magazine had their own show, Flavor TV, and I created my own show on that. And then I got my first industry job, which was presenting for Kiss and For Music. Myself, Twin B, and a lady called Goldie Rocks, we had our own show on there. And it was just a natural progression while doing music. But I've been a gamer from I was young. Like, gaming has been a huge part of my life. So I think about 3 years ago, like, because I was so busy within music and obviously living life, traveling, women, all of the other things that become distractions, I wasn't gaming that much. And my little brother, Joel, is studying to be a game designer right now in university. So I took him for his birthday to EGX. And oh my God, I just fell back in love with gaming. Went and bought a PS4 that same week. Mm-hmm. And yeah, just fell back in love with gaming. And then I watch a lot of gaming content online, like kind of funnies, the IGNs, a hell of a lot of content. But what I find is they're very nerd based, and they're very based that if you're a nerd, this is for you. I love nerd culture, but I don't consider myself as a nerd. I don't see myself as that person. So I wanted to create something that represented me and represented the youths from where I am from. Like, I don't feel like when I created GGR, there's nothing that I could find that represented them kids. So I wanted to create a show that makes sense to that demographic, like the black youths in the ends and what something. Now, like I said, music's my background, so I wanted to fuse music and gaming. Met a guy called Richie Driss at an Assassin's Creed event, and he had this exact same idea I did, and we was talking about it. Because I've been in the music industry for so much years, I didn't want to have to try and create something from scratch and build an audience. I do that with my own music career, so I was like, I want it to go directly to the correct demographic. So just went and checked some numbers, spoke to people about different relationships I had. I've known Posty for years, CEO of Grime Daily. Sat down with Grime Daily. They loved the concept, came up with a pilot, and yeah, two years later, we're here.
At E3.
Yeah, it's mad. So yeah, Games, Gadgets and Rhymes, otherwise known as GGR. We get two artists from the industry going head to head on the hottest games. We review games. I'm the main presenter. And my co-host is a lovely lady called Anne-Marie Cassidy. And yeah, that's about the formula. I've just created a podcast as well, called Video Game Lobby. Myself, Louise Blaine, who is a presenter and editor for Logitech, and a guy called DJ Ames, international DJ, who's a a platinum hunter. And we just talk about games, man. We just released our first one, which is on SoundCloud, Video Games Lobby right now, and that'll be coming out on iTunes. Fam, yeah, just working and just like, you would know because you're in this industry as well. Like, I go to a lot of gaming events and I go to a lot of gaming things. Nobody looks like me. Or it's very rarely that I see a face that looks like me. And if you see games like GTA, sell crazy, crazy units, and a huge part of that demographic is black people. Like, so many people from our community put money into this industry, and there are companies who are representing that, but there's many who are not. And I wanted to really push that diversity. And there's a lot of diversity behind the scenes in the industry, so you see a lot of that black devs actually working. But in terms of presenting and the faces you see who represent gaming, you don't really see much of that, especially in the UK.
100%.
You're seeing it more and more in the States, but it's still on a smaller scale. So I just took the same formulas I've always used for music, and I've always had that road mentality. If they don't let you through the front door, you bust the back window. You see me? So I've just got that same mentality in this gaming industry. Like, I know my product's good. My background is TV. I know how to produce a product to look at TV quality. Quality control is super important to me. So I make sure everything looks amazing. And yeah, just put in that work, man. And let the youths know that there's something for them. That's really, really important for me. The older I get, it's really important for me to be able to create something for someone else so they can see it and be like, yeah, you know what, I can do presenting in that world, and I can do it successfully.
And you are, man, and I really look forward to seeing what else you cover at E3. Just to be super crystal clear, if I want to see GGR, if I want to see anything that you're involved with, how do I find, like, what URLs do I type in? What do I Google?
So you can catch GGR, just go onto YouTube and put GGR GRM Daily, and then you can see all of our episodes that we've done on GGR. You can check out social medias. Everything is Mr. Midas Music. Midas spelled M-I-D-A-S. So I'm on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, anything, any social media on Mr. Midas Music. Or you can go on Grime Daily's website and there's a GGR tab. Just click that tab on the top and all of the episodes of GGR is there.
Sick, man. Well, thanks for joining us on probably what's going to be the first of a few E3 specials here at How to Kill an Hour. It's a pleasure finally meeting you, bro. It's been too long. Like we've kept saying, we know a lot of people, we've seen each other's content, and it's always been my opinion that when I see you, I'd like to catch up with you in person and say, let's do something together. And I think that's going to happen now.
Fam, and also at the same time as well, not even gassing you, like, what you've done is a lot, fam. So the same way I've been watching your content, I'm very aware of what you do, and like, you're carving out the same thing I am. And to be able to meet someone that's in that kind of same mindset, same energy, same kind of vibe, because there are other people that are kind of doing what we do, but they are that very nerdy thing, and they don't represent me the same way. So yeah, man, fam, like, What you're doing is a lot, man, and I really appreciate you taking your time to talk to me, man.
Yeah, no problem.
No problem at all. There's plenty of ways to kill some time out there. Thank you for killing some time with myself, Marcus Brunzi.
Yep, killing some time with Mr. Midas. You hear me? Don't kill nothing but time.
And make sure you check out the show's description for everything that we've spoken about in today's show. Click on those and you'll be able to see more, read more, and also listen to more episodes at howtokillanhour.com. Stay blessed.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.